take you live to First United Church of Christ in Sauk City for the Sunday morning worship service.
Good morning, church. Welcome on this warm Sunday morning. It is good to see you. A few announcements before we get started. Our greeter this morning was Christy, and our liturgist is Shirley Kelter. Rose is doing coffee hour, and there are a few more slots available in July and then all of August. So please do sign up. And our welcome statement. Come to me, Jesus said, all who are weary. First UCC Sauk City is an open and affirming congregation. This is what everyone is welcome means to us. Whoever you are, whatever your story, however you identify, whomever you love, we would value your friendship and welcome you into our community. Every part of you is precious to God. And all of who you are is welcome at First UCC. So come to worship and to be nourished by bread and cup at Jesus' table. Stay to serve Sauk City and beyond. We look forward to getting acquainted. So if you grew up here, if you are new here, whomever you love, however you identify, whatever your abilities, whatever your background, you are welcome here. Now let's take a few moments of silence to come into this holy time and this holy space. love that never ceases, hope that cannot be quenched. These are the things that are of God. And our hymn is number 391, In the Midst of New Directions. Dimensions. I like that song a lot. Julian Rush, who wrote it, was a Methodist pastor. And when he came out, he lost his church. This was in the 90s, I think. That wouldn't happen now in many Methodist churches. Although, in some it still would. But he stayed with his faith and brought us this beautiful hymn. Now please join me in our prayer of unburdening. I sometimes forget that I was created for joy. My mind is too busy, my heart is too heavy for me to remember that I have been called to dance, secret dance of life. I was created to smile, to love, to be lifted up, and to lift others up. O Sacred One, entangle my feet from all that ensnares, that we might dance, and that our dancing might be contagious. And hear this assurance of God's grace. May all that is unforgiven in you be released. May your fears yield their deepest tranquillities. May all that is unlived in you blossom into a future graced with love, for which we all say, well, just for a minute. We have a passing of peace. So we will go around and greet our neighbors, wish peace be with you. The words we used last week, I see the image of God in you, you are beloved. You can use those or whatever is comfortable, and handshakes, hugs, whatever the person you are greeting would like to be met with. So peace be with you. And now we have time for kids. You want to come up? Yay. I wasn't sure if some of our kids knew that we have church during the summer. I'm glad you're here. Will you come every week?
I'll try to.
Okay, deal. I'll be here pretty much every time. So So today, we are going to hear about somebody named Lydia. I even have her on my stool. I like her a lot. She loved God, and she didn't really have a religion. So one day, some people came to town, and they were telling her about Jesus. And she said, well, this sounds great. And she wanted to be baptized right away. And then she joined the church, and she had everybody over to her house, and she made lots of food. I know you like to make some food. Yeah, with your grandma. I get that. I've had your cakes. They're good. You made cupcakes? That was really nice. I bet they were yummy. So Lydia had all these people, and she became, just like that, a leader of the church. It's pretty cool. She was open to something new. So, let's pray. You want to hold hands? It's okay not to. Holy God, I like to hold hands, but they're your hands, so you get to choose. Holy God, bless all the kids in our church, in our lives, in our hearts. May they be open to dreams and visions. May they know what to do with them. May they grow in wisdom and faith, love of you, love of their neighbors, love of themselves. Amen. All right, and now let's do a special blessing on you. May you have ears to hear good news. May you be able to dream, to envision something new, something beautiful, to be open to what can come and how you can bring your special gifts to make something beautiful. In God's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, sweetheart. You can go back and sit with your grandparents.
This is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. During the night, Paul had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia pleading with him and saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. When he had seen the vision, we immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. We therefore set sail from Troas and took a straight course to Samothrace, and the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city for some days. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate by the river, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshiper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home. And she prevailed upon us. The word of God.
Thank you, Shirley. And our gospel reading today is from Luke 6:43 to 49. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. Figs are not gathered from thorns, nor are grapes picked from a bramble bush. The good person out of the good treasure of the heart produces good, and the evil person out of evil treasure produces evil. For it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you? I will show you what someone is like who comes to me, hears my word, and acts on them. That one is like a man building a house, who dug deeply and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood arose, the river burst against that house, but could not shake it, because it had been well built. But the one who hears and does not act is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the river burst against it, immediately it fell, and great was the ruin of that house. Listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church. First, when you're a pastor, a preacher, and something big happens on Saturday night, you then have the, do I throw out everything I had planned to say and write a new sermon? Sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't. For today, I decided not to, in part because I have no idea what to say yet. And also because I thought it might help us to hear about Lydia, to hear about being open to what is good, to good fruits from good trees, to building our lives on a solid foundation. Let's go down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way and who shall wear the robe and crown. Oh, Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down. Won't you come on down? Oh, sisters, let's go down, down to the river to pray. Lydia went down to the river that Sabbath day. She went out the gates of the city of Philippi, a wealthy, bustling city in Greece, a Roman city. She went out the gates of the city, away from the noise of creaking wagon wheels and barking merchants, away from the city smells of sweat and garbage mixed with the sea air, past whistling Roman soldiers and blind beggars stationed at the gate, and she went down to the river to pray. Down to the river with other women, with Jewish women. There was a Jewish house of prayer there, as so often they are near water. Lydia was Greek. She was a Gentile. But she gathered with these other women outside the gates of the city because it was a place of prayer, and her spirit longed for the peace that she found there with them. She was drawn to their worship, drawn to their God, but she wasn't one of them. They allowed her to come, though, to join them in prayer down by the river. They called her a worshiper of God. What Lydia knew for certain was that her heart felt alive when she prayed with these Jewish women. Her mind stopped racing, her anxieties, her struggles fell away. She felt grounded. She felt at peace. She felt as if she were in the presence of the holy. And she did have anxieties. Lydia was a businesswoman, a seller of purple cloth. Luxury textiles dyed purple. It was only the wealthy who wore garments that had purple, dyed with purple, or trimmed in purple. Tyrian purple was made from the shells of mollusks. It was very rare, hard to make, and very costly. So Lydia had some wealth, and she dealt with elites and nobles, with wealthy people. But that morning, she left her purple cloth for a while. She put down her work and went outside the gates of the city to pray, where she could just be Lydia, a person, a believer in God. She joined these other praying women, and they prayed, and they sang, and they worshiped, and they gave themselves over to God, letting go of their own preferences, their burdens, their fears, their resentments. Here she could relax, and she could breathe freely, listening to the sounds of the river. And that Sabbath day, three men came down to the river where the women prayed, and they began to speak. If they were surprised to find a group of women there, they did not say so. The scripture tells us that Paul had had a dream of a man saying, "Come." And Paul went, and there were all these women. But they began to speak about a teacher named Jesus, who used to hang out with women and also with lepers and with tax collectors, a man who welcomed children, who healed the sick, who fed thousands of people on a few loaves of bread and some fish. He told the poor and the marginalized that God loves them. He preached peace. He frightened the empire, and then he was executed by authorities for treason because he said that God was the only true authority. Except we know that wasn't the end of the story. 3 days later, he was seen by several of his followers, alive. He went to women, to a woman first, a woman like her, Jesus the Christ. And he told them that a spirit of peace would come to be with them and would send them out to love and to share the good news and to serve. And there by this river, Lydia drank this in. She felt her heart expand. This was a God that made sense to her. A God of love, a God of freedom, a God of peace, not a God of empire and violence. And as she listened, Lydia, who already loved God, longed for more. She longed to know this Jesus, who was no respecter of personal status. She wanted to follow this one who said that she had value. Lydia, a woman, a seller of purple cloth, who had known pain and loss, as Jesus had. She longed to be loved like that, to know she was loved, and then to share it. To spend her whole life learning to live that way. Her heart cracked open when she set out from home that morning and slipped down to the river, past these Roman soldiers, past the sick and the beggars. She didn't know what would happen. And then she kicked off her sandals and she waded into the water, her skirt flowing behind her. The man who reached her took her hand and lowered her into the water, and she came up with water streaming from her face and hair clinging to her cheeks and to her shoulders. I can imagine her laughing out loud. She and her household were baptized, and she was changed. And maybe she didn't feel so much different as she felt more Lydia than she had ever been, truly herself with her heart big and wide, with dreams and visions. And she looked at these men and she invited them to her home to stay with her and to receive her hospitality. They needed food and they needed a place to stay, and she could offer that. Lydia, seller of purple cloth. And she didn't care that it might seem scandalous to have these strange foreign men as guests in her home. She didn't care that it might affect her business if these nobles who bought her cloth didn't approve of these strange teachers and their strange ideas and strange new religion, which had no respect for the powers that be. She brought them into her home. First, those few traveling teachers, Paul and Luke and friend. And then her house became a hub of activity where people who loved God would gather. And in Lydia's home, they were all treated with extravagant welcome. They were fed at her table. When she gathered people in her home, she started the first church in Europe. They practiced the way of Christ together, praying and singing and loving and serving. In time, they began to be known as the Church of Philippi, the first Christian community in Europe. Paul visited sometimes. And always he was greeted warmly by this woman he'd met down by the river. Her expansive generosity, her wide open welcome, and her Christ-like love earned her a name in that region, Lydia. Lydia, the seller of purple cloth, church founder, church leader, faithful servant, beloved of God. She lived into the fullness of who God dreamed of her being. A business-owning woman in an era and a culture where women weren't powerful, weren't business owners. She had gifts that she could offer the world, and she did. She didn't need to change who she was. She just had to be who she was. Be Lydia, worshiper of God, a woman who prayed, a woman who listened, a woman who let her heart change, and a woman who acted, a woman who practiced radical hospitality. And she created a community that knew how to love, how to feed people, how to welcome, how to reach out and say, yes, You belong here. She didn't let fear or anxiety or anything hold her back. She said, yes, I will be a person of love. I will be a person of welcome. I will be a person of extravagant hospitality. Let's go down to the river to pray. Studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? O Lord, show us the way. Holy God, show us the way. This world needs big open hearts, needs love, needs extravagant welcome, needs peace, needs us. Amen. And our hymn is Down to the River to Pray. It's on this, will be on the screen. There it is. Coming.
This is a hymn that should really be in the New Century Hymnal, and it's not. So bear with me as we work through it. I think we have the right order on the verses, but it goes sisters, brothers, fathers, mothers, sinners. So, here we go.
Now we have a time to share prayers with God who knows and who loves us in all things. We have a few prayers to start with that I probably should have put bigger. So for those in positions of power, may they, let's see, I'm going to step away. May they govern with justice, wisdom and humility, seeking peace over conflict and common good over self-interest, we pray. For the courage to challenge systems of economic and political oppression, working toward a world where all can thrive and live with dignity, we pray. Are there more prayers to share today?
You want me to come up there? I'd like to just pray for common sense and this time of struggle that we have with all nations, and that the people are willing to open their hearts to the idea that there can be peace without war. There can be peace without oppression. I just pray for peace.
Today, missiles have fallen and tensions arise across borders. So we lift our voices not in the rhetoric of violence and empire and retaliation, but in the language of peace. So we declare, repeat after me, war is not our inheritance. Peace is. Violence is not our destiny. Justice is. Dominance is not our calling. Love is. Let it be so. Let it begin with us. And let us pray as Jesus taught us. You can use whatever words are comfortable for you. Father, Mother, who is in heaven, hallowed is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. And we are invited to share from our many blessings to build this community, a community of extravagant welcome, of justice, of peace, of feeding, of hospitality, a place of love.
I struggled with what to play for the offering today. I thought this might lift our spirits a little.
pray. Generous God,
you invite us to participate in welcome which is beyond imagining.
Help us not only to accept it with thanksgiving, but to freely share it with others. Make us not only receiving, but generous and loving givers. For we know that all that we have is yours. Amen. You may sit.
Jesus gathered around tables. He ate with sinners and with holy people, though neither group was what people thought that they were. He said, "Everyone is welcome here at table with me." His first miracle was making really good wine flow. He was fed by Martha and by Mary. He gathered thousands to listen, and he gave them bread and fish to feed their bodies as well as their hearts and spirits. He spent his last night of life sitting and eating supper with his friends, eating bread, drinking wine, teaching, and talking. On the night that he was betrayed, Jesus took bread. He blessed it and he broke it, saying to his friends, "This is my body. It is broken for love of you. Eat and remember." He took a cup, poured wine, and said, "This is my blood, which is spilled for you. Drink and remember." God's faithful servant, our foremother Lydia, heard. And she opened her heart, and she opened her home, and she opened her table. She welcomed people, and she fed them, and she created church with them. And here we do that too. Holy source of life, we eat at your table, sharing the bread of life and the cup of love. We open our hearts, for this is no ordinary meal where we gather, where we critique the food. This is your table, a table where you brought everyone who would come. And you said, "You are loved. You are loved. You are welcome." Where Lydia gathered everyone who would come and said, "You are welcome." And as we gather everyone who will come and say, "You are welcome. You are loved." Holy Spirit, pour out your gifts on this bread, this cup. May they be for us bread of life and cup of love. May they open our hearts and inspire in us dreams and visions of a more just world. In your name we pray. Amen. Mercy, the bread of life broken for you.
bread of life is broken for you. The bread of life is broken for you. Let us pray. Loving God, who feeds us, who is known to us in simple everyday miracles, the rising of bread, the welcome of strangers, and the mind-boggling miracle of incarnation, let us be fed by you, by this bread, this cup, this community, this love. Let us have wide open hearts as we leave here and go into your world, filled with others who are also invited to your table of love. May we use our gifts as the people you made us to be, sellers of cloth, friends, teachers, nurses, parents, artists, handy people, technicians, farmers. May we reflect your love all around. Amen. And our closing hymn is Let There Be Peace on Earth.
Let there be peace.
Let us pray. Holy God, we come today as people of faith in a world with too much conflict. May we not be passively pessimistic observers, but energized witnesses, assured that every life is sacred. May all who are directly at risk of harm and hatred be surrounded by safety. May our leaders be visited by either deep wisdom that edifies them or by deep resistance that replaces them. May this fear-filled moment activate all of us to keep finding local ways to embody fierce love, to embody passionate peace. May we work to make every small move toward collaboration. May it work its way out to become global liberation. God of peace, be with us, be with our leaders. God of wisdom, we pray, change the hearts of those who make war. Walk among all those who are in the midst of war, fearful in war, grieving in war, hungry in war, caring for those who are injured in war. Guide those in Israel, Iran, Palestine, and the United States to strategies defined by compassion and embodied in peace. Amen.
You've been listening to the Sunday morning worship service from the First United Church of Christ in Sauk City. WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg. This is 99.7 FM Baraboo. 103.7 FM Reedsburg. AM 740. And streaming live everywhere. Take you to St. John's Lutheran Church in Baraboo for the Sunday morning worship service. For worship times, visit stjohnsbaraboo.org.
Good evening. I am on. There we go. Welcome to worship at St. John's this evening. A special welcome to our guests and visitors. And no matter if you are a lifetime member or a first-time visitor to St. John's,